Hi, I'm your host, Alicia Rochelle with Daily Mom Grinds, and today is April 30th, 2022. I hope everyone listening far and wide is well. I have a really exciting show planned for you guys, and I'm just going to jump right into it. The name of today's show is titled The Power of Comeback Candy. Rebounding in Life After Loss. This show, guys, was originally created in fact, I have the date, May 19th of 2020. And so I want to give you just a little history about my history with podcasting. In 2018, I created my first podcast, which was called Joy on the Incline, From Adversity to Greatness. That podcast was really based on me coming out of a very dark time in my life, coming out of a divorce, coming out of sadness, and all of the other not so good things that come along with divorce. And it was a really painful, a very painful time in my life that I did not know that I would be able to get through. Though I have my faith is strong in the Most High, and I, you know, have rededicated myself in 2018. But during the time of my divorce, I was so angry. I did not focus at all on my faith. And I truly believe if it had not been for my faith, that I would not have made it through. So one of the most exciting things for me was really watching myself rebound and come back. It was almost like life being breathed back into me. And I really felt like there were just these lessons that I had to learn, which pretty much brought me back to God saying, God, help me to understand. This is really painful. I am hurt so bad. I know I'm not, you know, where I need to be. And that was the start. And so my divorce was in 2013, and I will truly say it took until about 2017 before I really started experiencing the healing and was able to really kind of pull myself back to God. And so today's show is a clip of that time. So what I'm going to do is actually play the music. You will hear me referencing the show Joy on the Incline. Now, one other thing. So after I kind of went through Joy on the Incline, that podcast was more storytelling. Some of the things that happened to me, the anger. And because I am a theater major, basically, guys, if you don't know, from about third or fourth grade all the way through high school and then some college and then after college, I was singing, I did music, I was doing theater, you name it, I did it. And I very much love theater. But as I came out of college or came out of high school going into college, I didn't really see that as my career per se. I didn't want to go to Hollywood. At that time, we didn't have all these really cool features and things with social media, in which you can literally nowadays create your own. If you want to be a musician, you can create your own tracks. You can self-promote. Really exciting. I knew I didn't want to be a Whitney Houston. I knew I didn't want to be in Hollywood. So I didn't really quite know how I wanted to use my creative side. Later on down the line, fast forward, after I came out of the divorce, Joy on the Incline, I did storytelling, I would sing songs, all of that really kind of weaving a web of who I was becoming. And what was kind of falling off of me, the shackles of the pain falling off and me reemerging into a new person. And that's basically what especially when you renew your faith with the Most High, He will cover you. He will take you. And there is a scripture, and I'm so sorry, guys, I don't have it. Y'all, I can tell you stories because it is a little early for me now, but I was told to get up and do this. So I'm doing it. there is a scripture where he says, behold in you, I do a new thing. Like, do not remember the former things, nor remember the days of old. And so I peeled off that old Alicia and came into a new Alicia. So after I did stories and sang songs, I went into another show, another podcast, and that one was called The Next Level of Bliss. And that was basically pursuing your dreams, following your goals, everything, absolutely everything. And so these were exciting times in my life, and I did not realize I even had this show. So guys, without further ado, without all of my talk, you probably want to fast forward through the intro. You will get to hear. So of course you'll hear the name of the previous show and you'll get to hear the difference, and we'll get started now. All right. Alicia with the Next Level of Bliss podcast, coming to you today on May 19, 2020 from Austin, Texas. First and foremost, I hope and pray that everyone is doing well today and that you are all safe. Today's show is titled The Power of Comeback Candy, Rebounding in Life After Loss. I use the title Comeback Candy. Comeback, of course, meaning you were able to come back. So if you experienced a lot of loss in life, and generally the type of loss I am speaking of are a little bit more on a serious note, let me reverse what I just said. Because in my opinion, every loss is a great loss. Whether you lose your job, you lose someone that meant a lot to you, and you went through a really rough divorce, such as myself, or you lost being able to have a particular standing that you no longer have in your society. When you can come back from that, that is a sweet feeling. And so that is how I came up with the title, The Power of Comeback Candy, because it's a sweet, happy feeling to come back after it appeared that you were gone. A lot of times friends and family can see you experiencing the loss. It can be extremely embarrassing. It can be shameful, all of the above. And I am here to tell you that you can and you will overcome no matter what. And so let's get started. So I wanted to talk about this subject because that is exactly who Alicia is. I am a comeback candy. In 2013, I came back. So in 2013, I had a divorce. I am a mother of six, and I have three older adult children, and I have three younger children. And my adult children, you know, by faith and the grace of God, are doing well. And my three younger children are doing well, too. But at one time, I wasn't okay, which meant that put the family at risk. So let's get started on how I came back from the losses. And one of the biggest losses for me was experiencing my divorce. So one of the number one thing I wrote down was accepting the loss. Because there's not a lot else you can do. You know, sometimes you're able to kind of bounce back from it and you don't have to have the loss. But if you become homeless, if you were an addict and you lost everything, it just is what it is. And you have to go back and start over. There's not a lot else you can do. You can't beat yourself up about why, although you can certainly think about it. At the end of the day, you have to accept that the loss has happened. Number two.
breathing. Cry, pray, and believe. And if you listen to the show that I put together called Mom Mishaps and Ninja Moments, I talked about a project that I once created called Cry, Pray, and Break Free. And that project is actually something that's a work in progress. And it's basically how I was able to deal with and work through the pain of that divorce. Some people, most people I know that experience divorce understand that it's devastating. I was with my husband probably for a total of almost 20 years. I met him when I was 23. And we dated for 2 years before that. So I have 5 children by him. And so that's one of those type of things where I really had my own fantasy land that no matter what happened, everything could work itself out. But sometimes things don't go the way that we'd like them to go. And divorce is something that you have to work through. And for me, I didn't handle it well. And as a result, I did lose everything. I ended up having to move. I ended up having to restart my job. And I had to figure out quick where I was going to go and how I was going to put it all together. That's a very embarrassing place to be, to lose everything like that. And so in addition to accepting that loss, there's going to be a process of where you are going to cry. And for me, the crying was absolutely necessary. The prayer, I couldn't be here to do Joy on the Incline, the Next Level of Bliss podcast. I couldn't be here to do any of that without my faith. So prayer and my faith went hand in hand. I did a lot of praying. And I remember that it was pretty tough during that period. But somehow, I believed that, yeah, this is ugly and yeah, this is happening, but I got to keep going. All of that came to be through crying and praying and believing in the grieving process. Number 3 would be healing. I have to say it. I'm going to keep saying it anytime I have a show, whether it's divorce, whether it's a breakup that felt like a divorce. It's okay to get help. Sometimes you have to get help. Sometimes you have to get that help. Someone to help you. Therapist, minister, a close friend or family member. Sometimes it really helps to have someone walk through that period with you. It's a really, really tight place to be. And you, I want to say breathe. Just the thought of what I had to experience. And it's even tougher when you have little ones that are counting on you and depending on you. And at some point you feel like, you know what, I don't know if I can do this. And so you have to gather yourself. And maybe that involves having a therapist. I had people praying for me. So I had my faith and I had a therapist. I needed it all because that's how I felt at the time. I just felt like there was no way to push through all of that pain. And so one of the best things that I did during my healing is accept that it was okay to get help, and I actually went out and got it. Number 4 I listed for me was faith. I put here faith, grieving, you will feel the pain. Alicia, what did you write down here? Goodness gracious. Let's talk about faith. Yes, I talk about it every time I have a show. I had to have the faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. I believe that is how it's listed biblically. Think about it. You lost your husband, or you lost a marriage that you thought meant a lot to you. You had at one time you were in a good standing and you lost everything. You had friends and family that saw you one way and maybe they didn't get to see you the other way. I was a little bit of all of that. And I could not really talk to anybody close to me until I was able to work it out amongst myself, because for so long I had just believed I was going to be able to carry on and carry through it. My faith sustained me, guys. I am one of those people that does believe in a higher power, and that higher power for me is the Heavenly Father, and I recommend him to everyone. Now, there's those people that don't have that faith. I still say a higher power, but if you have a different walk, whatever that is for you, you would want to lean on that, because there are some losses in life that are so heavy, and you're going to feel isolated and alone, and the only closeness and comfort I had was knowing that I could speak and pray to the Most High. They say in the Bible, there's a scripture that says that he's closer than a friend, than family. Because at the end of the day, friends, family are human. People are going to let us down. We have to just accept that. They're going to let you down. People that you're going to think is going to be riding with you forever ain't. You might think everything is one way, and the people see you in another light, and they change, they turn on you, they don't understand you. And you just have to get to a point where, you know what, it doesn't matter. I have God, and God is going to give me the strength to push through all of this that's happened. And that's exactly what he did for me. So in 2013, I went through a messy divorce. I had to change jobs. I had to move. I literally also was in a car accident that changed my life. And that's going to be one of my next shows, the accident. And in that accident, everything said in that accident that I wasn't supposed to be here to tell this story. But the Heavenly Father had plans for me. And that's why I'm here. So we're going to talk about that on the next show. But let's continue with this show. So your faith is going to help with that grieving and that healing. And again, that's number four. Number five, it is going to help you to have an action plan. So whatever it is that you lost, let's say you lost a job, you lost your business, you don't have the money that you used to have, you have to start over. That might mean you go back to school. That means that you go get a therapist and you work through some of those things that made it hard for you to hold on to what you had to lose. You just decided now, well, yeah, I lost that business, but I'm going to go right back in and start over again. That action plan is what you want to start looking at immediately. I know I lost my house, but I can get another house. Maybe you feel like you lost your husband. Well, hey, after later on down the road, once you start getting yourself together, you might decide you want to get another husband. But most people, one of the hardest and toughest things is when you lose that standing. You lose a house, your vehicle, your friends, your family, through something that was so devastating that you don't even want to remember it. You might have made mistakes. We all make mistakes. I saw a really good quote on Instagram about making mistakes. Let me see if I can find it here. Let's do a quick pop. Well, you know what, guys? I'm doing something different today, so I don't know if I'm going to pause this. Usually, let me go ahead and do a little sidebar here. Usually what I do when I'm recording, I record on my phone. But the last two recordings, my phone really just left me feeling. The sound was distorted and was really good content. And a lot of times I'll do it kind of off the top of my head. I'll have subject matter and I'll just kind of speak from the heart, because that's generally how it works for me. Some things I'll write out, like in this time I'm writing out my topics, and then I just kind of decide as I talk what I want to share. So let's find that quote about starting over. Okay. I actually found this. I follow some really neat, some really, really good people on Instagram, and they have some of the greatest quotes. This one is from One Strong Woman. She too made mistakes, but unlike others, she was brave enough to accept them, kind enough to apologize, and strong enough to move on. Now, this was posted on One Strong Woman. I do follow her on Instagram. And by the way, you can follow us on Instagram at Next Level Bliss.
Alrighty, guys. So, of course, we no longer have the Next Level of Bliss. We are now Daily Mom Grinds. Again, the Next Level of Bliss and Joy on the Incline were sort of leading up to Daily Mom Grinds. So to follow us on Instagram, it's at It's the Daily Mom Grinds. All right. So let's see. We're going to see if we can kind of maybe pause through that, because I'm going to list everything here. And I'm actually, we don't have these particular same social medias. So let's see.
But this is a good one, guys, right? Here's another one.
Okay, here we go.
This one is by, I want to say this one is by Positive Minds, but I'll be able to double check and I'll put it in the show notes. Everyone makes mistakes in life, but that doesn't mean they have to pay for them for the rest of their lives. Sometimes good people make bad choices. It doesn't mean they are bad. It means they are human. That says it all. Right? I could end the show on those words alone. Thank you so much, Positive Minds 11. I really believe that's you that wrote this one out. I'm going to double check it and be sure to give you a shout out in my podcast show notes. But that is correct. We do make mistakes in life. And if you've been lucky enough and blessed and feel like, well, I didn't make that mistake, or that's never happened to me, well, that's good. You know, bless you. But there are a lot of us human souls that for whatever reason, we didn't get that. We might not have gotten the memo. We didn't know how to proceed. So we have to understand that mistakes are made. We work on that action plan and move on to the next. And number six, instituting the plan. Help, training, support. So it kind of falls in line. Five is more where you're kind of writing down or you're kind of assessing. Who's going to help me? Maybe I need a financial planner to help me take a look. Maybe I need to talk with someone at my bank about redoing my credit because I'm going to buy a house. I'm not going to let this happen to me. Whatever it is that you need to help you put your action in, your action plan into place. So we have instituting the plan. So that could be a financial planner again, a therapist, your minister, your doctor. Whatever it is that you want to do to help make it to where should any thing like this come up, you be able to avoid it in the future. Should anything come up, you have a bounce back cushion. Should something come up, when I say bounce back cushion, that could mean, well, you know, I hadn't planned on losing my house. I didn't plan on getting kicked out of my apartment. I didn't plan on the coronavirus happening and now I don't have a job and now I can't pay. You know, because there's a lot of people that are struggling even now. So this is the perfect time to look at your loss, assess what's happening. Accept that it's happened and understand that things like this are happening and you're not the only one. Grieve. So if you need to cry, you need to pray, but you want to believe. You understand that you're going to need to heal. So if, depending on how extreme your losses are, healing is part of that process. You want to have your faith, your higher power, whatever it is that you lean on. Number four. Number five, creating your action plan. And number six, where we just left off, instituting that plan. Number seven, time. I put time on here because I use time in a few different ways. Let me show you what I mean. I put time as give it time. So don't beat yourself up. Make a note. Hey, you know what? If they say it's going to take you an additional year or so to prepare because you decided you want to be a nurse, this is a great time to maybe retrain, get new skills. This might be the time. During this time, not everyone may be struggling. There may be some people that have found a niche that have their businesses have really done well during this time. Maybe things were going one way and they flipped and started going better. Who's to say that that can't happen to you? Do you believe that you can achieve what you want during this time? That's an important thing to tell yourself. You know what? Yeah, this is happening. But I'm going to give it time, and time I'm going to be where I need to be, have what I need, and I'm going to be okay. The other time I wrote down, there's no greater time than now. Now is the time. Now is the time to create that business, especially if you're at home and you're quarantined or you've got a lot of extra time on your hands where maybe normally you would have been running around. Now you're like, you know what? I actually need to manage and handle this business right now. I need to write out my business plan. I need to work on my next job. This is the time to do it. So you've got no better time than now. Give yourself time. And guess what? Before you know it, You're where you need to be. You know how some people say time flies when we're having fun, right? You get into something that really grips your heart. You find your desire. You start working on that business. Let's say you've always wanted to speak, or you've always wanted to coach or help people, or you've always wanted to work in a capacity to where you had created these really neat natural made products that you know could really help people. When you really get into something that has a tug on your spirit and soul, that can be such an amazing feeling. Therapeutic, talk about healing. You get to feeling so good, you get to having so much fun with it. You look up and my goodness, you've created an amazing product, you've got a wonderful service, and you've got a whole new outlook. Keep going. Understand that time can work to your benefit. So that's what I said for number 7. Time. No greater time. Give it time. Time sure flies when you're having fun. There's actually only 9. So let's get to number 8. Let's see. Number 8 I wrote down. Working it through. Don't be too hard on yourself. Well, at least I didn't write it in another language like I did before. At some point it was like, now did I just scribble that? What was I thinking? Goodness, Alicia. Okay, so working through it. So there's going to be times when it's going to be rough. It's going to be hard. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to look at and say, you know, gosh, how could I let this happen? How come? Why didn't? If? And all these words are things that you really don't have any control over now. Now you have to just look at, okay, that happened. This happened to me, but this is not the end of me.
Alrighty, guys. So I'm going to make the next part of it part 2, and it'll only be a few more minutes, but this is already 26 minutes. So again, this is Alicia Rochelle with Daily Mom Grinds, and you have been listening to The Power of Comeback Candy, Rebounding in Life After Loss. Looks like there are 9 steps that I have listed here. And so let's get ready for part 2.